So triggers are really interesting, and this can get me really fired up when it comes to talking about triggers, because I think there's some miseducation when it comes to triggers and food. So common conversation around triggers is that like the food is the enemy, right? Like maybe like Reese's Pieces are your quote unquote trigger food. But in reality, the food itself is not the trigger. The trigger is the mental association made with food. Sort of like Pavlov's dog. We kind of already always know that analogy and that story and research of like Pavlov rang his bell and fed his dog. And then the dog would salivate every time that he would hear the bell rung, whether or not the food was there. Same thing happens to our brain. We make these associations, and maybe Reese's Pieces actually remind you of your childhood and sitting on the couch and after like being at school all day, and it was your reward. And that can create a sense of safety for the person who is eating Reese's Pieces. I know that we can repattern triggers because I have personally experienced this, where I used to have this like granola. It was like a healthy granola, you know, made with like coconut sugar and coconut oil, and it had chia seeds in it. You know, it was like real top of the line granola. But I would find that when I would eat it, I would literally be able to eat a whole bag in a matter of seconds. Like I would just go right through the entire bag. And what's interesting is like a couple of months ago, I saw that same granola at the grocery store and I was like, oh, hello, old friend. I remember you. And I brought it home and I was like, I used to love this granola. And I had one bowl. And what was interesting is that a couple of weeks later, I actually had to throw it away because I forgot about it and it started to grow mold. Now, when I was compulsively eating, that would have never happened. Like the granola would not have even stayed around for a couple of hours. So that was such evidence to me that like it's not about the food, it's about everything underneath it and the emotional needs that we are receiving from a food experience.